Campus Lille, 15h.
Hello everyone, this is the student from ESA à Tourcoing. It's a Radio Campus 106.6. You can say your name.
Hi, Martin here.
Hello, my name is Marlon.
We all are from the Beaux-Arts à Tourcoing, except from our special guest, Hugo. Hugo, can you introduce yourself?
Yes, so my name is Hugo. I'm 23 years old, and I'm from Calais in north of France, and I'm a student in Metz, actually. And I'm here in Radio Campus in Lille for the next few months.
Okay, now we are going to listen to a work from a student who cannot be here today, but we can listen to her work.
I see images on the screen. It is abstract horror. They are the most purely and simply terrifying images. A recipe of visual effects and cuts made for everything I know, the world, the entire world, the past and the future are not anymore anything else than horreur. À en crier. I am panicking, but I'm fascinated by those images so well done. I press pause to decompose the movie, to understand its craft. We think by analyzing the image, it will lose its spell, bad spell. But each time I stop the image, the world is showing itself in front of my eyes as an abstract defiguration in a total an abstract defiguration. Nothing will never be again. Nothing will never have again a comforting caractère. Des vertus réconfortantes. After I saw those images, nothing. I can see the details with slow motion in the voices. I don't even know if there are voices and soundscapes. I don't know if there is or not, but it is as if the image was loud. A sound you can't hear, a total sound. Maybe there is distorted voices, or maybe only the form are so terrible that they take in hostage also my ability to hear. It sacrifices my abilities to only let me the sight. The eyes are enough to understand the horror. The phone rings. Another phone rings just after the first phone ringed. I get myself out of the bed quickly, like if I was throwing myself out of the bed. Allô? Oui, il est là, tout va bien, on dort. Tu m'as sorti d'un cauchemar. Ça va. On vient de rentrer. Très en rêve. Les secrets pour fabriquer des images. Les secrets pour fabriquer des images. Tu mets un calque flou et une aura lumineuse autour d'un objet. Tu mets un calque flou précis, mais qui et semble une aura lumineuse quelque chose à celui qui regarde. Tu brouilles et tu déformes fortement des parties de couleur chair. Quelque chose à celui qui regarde. Tu brouilles et tu déformes fortement au réveil des parties de couleur. Je me souviens plus de la belle d'hier. Z demande peu si de tu as rentré à la maison. Mais on lui a dit cette nuit vers 4 heures que oui. Elle a oublié l'appel. A-t-il eu lieu?
Thanks. Now we're going to listen to ambient and dreamy sounds made by Martin Romain. Now, I'm going to read the text by Louisa, who can't be there today. It's a report from a dream. Okay. Inside my room in this old house, there is a spy hole. Around this room, I can see a living room with a fireplace and different objects that, let's say, are magic. In reference to something like the cabinet of curiosities, all items hide a spirit that I can see escaping and moving through the space. There's a moment where this old lady comes inside my room, and me and my friends have to stay still inside the room, in the sense that we exist inside objects and our furnitures. Thank you.
Now we will continue with a work from Malone. Let's hear it.
I dreamed I woke up, but I couldn't move at all. My eyes were open, my mind was clear, but my body felt like it was locked to the bed, heavy like stone. I tried to call out, but my mouth couldn't open, not even a sound came out. Then I heard a footstep in the room, getting closer and closer. But I couldn't do anything. I just lay there like a corpse. In my hand, I was screaming, "Wake up! Wake up!" But I was awake. I just couldn't get out of my body.
Thanks, Long, for this record. Now we're going to listen to a song by Aydin Souplik, who is an artist from Lille. And everything is listenable on all platforms. So now we're going to listen to A Song for the Dead by Aydin Souplik. So we just listened to Song for the Dead by Aydin Souplik, listenable on every platform. We choose to play that song because the subject of this radio is about dream today. So I in Supplic treat about the subject of dream in an album that's called April the 1st. Yeah, that's all.
The artist is Lauriane Chanard. She's in first year of Les Beaux-Arts at Tourcoing. Do you guys have any feedbacks on her work?
Okay, so I start. I did not know this artist. It was like the first time I heard her works, and I don't really listen to this type of music, so I don't really feel something. Like, it's pretty hard to listen to it, and I know it's something you, if you want to listen to it and you want to feel something, you have to be in a good condition, like maybe alone, or maybe with your eyes closed, for example. So yes, it's something maybe you need to listen to it again, and maybe you will feel something every listen.
Yeah, completely. I think it's because it's really inspired by ambient music. And it's all the thing that it's music made to be listened in circumstance. Like, as you say, like, it's music to be listened like in the dark or alone, and really to be to feel the music and to live it. And outside of those circumstances, it can be actually hard to be really touched by it. Maybe I understand them. And this is also not as accessible than other genre, and yeah.
If you had to put a word on how you felt during the listening, what would you say?
Calm, maybe. It's pretty strange because the name of the song is not this. It's not. You don't think about calm when you read the the name of the song, but I don't know, like, I feel like every person will feel different, and we'll have a world, a different world to...
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for your feedback. Yeah, it's interesting about this song. So it's a friend of mine who made it, and it's true that everybody have words to say about it. Like, for me, it's kind of a creepy song, you know, like very dark. For you, it's calm, and there is some people that see like how do you say enterrement?
Yes.
Yeah, in English.
Funeral.
Yeah, funeral. Yeah. So it's interesting. It's really about perceptions of sounds, and I think it's because of the little piano and all the sounds that go around it that can be really seen as ambient. Yeah.
So how do you felt? How did you feel?
Right now?
No, during the listening. What word would you put?
I don't know. It feels like the end of the movie. A bit, like it's the end of the movie, everything's done, but yeah.
And the others, do you have any feedbacks to say? What did you feel during the listening?
I like this music, and I enjoy the read. I think I will listening. This music before I go to the bed.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah. I couldn't. So just to remind, it's April the 1st on Spotify and everything, and there is an old album with all those type of songs. Now we can go about a discussion we prepared. So we're going to talk about so the emission is about dreams, but there is many meanings about on dreams. So we're going to talk about what is your dream, like your the dream you want to live personally. So Hugo, you can start with anybody else you love.
Yes, you can have pretty you can have a lot of dreams, like the childhood dreams also, and these dreams will evolve during your life. And yes, so for example, my dream when I was a child was to be a footballer, like a professional sport athlete, like. And so I started to play football because I wanted to be the man that I can saw in the TV every night. And so I start, I stop this dream when I was like 13, and I wanted to stay in this environment, like the sports. And so I started to look around the system, and I wanted to be a journalist then. So I started the scholar to be a journalist. So from the college to the lycée, yeah. And now I'm pretty close to these dreams. Yeah. Maybe you can say that, but during my life, it's evolved, like I said, and maybe now I don't really want to be a sport journalist now, but
just a journalist.
Yes, maybe, yeah. But maybe when I will start to be a real journalist for 2, 3, 4 years, I will stop and do something maybe. So
yeah,
like I don't really want to say that it's a dream, because for me, a dream is like something you can do. It's like really the perfect thing. And I don't think journalism can be a perfect thing. not only for me, but for everyone. Like it's pretty hard, and it's not the perfect jobs to do. But yeah. Some people like it and yeah. Are pretty happy to be that. So.
Is there a person, a celebrity or something, that you would love to interview?
Yes, but I don't have like one. I like, so, for example, I really love music, so I have plenty of artists that I would love to interview, but it's not really a dream. Like if I can, I will do it, but I will not be, I will not purchase this dream, like yeah. I will not do everything to do it.
Which artist would you like to?
I really like American artists like Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
Paul, yeah. But not know in England, like Jordan Smith, and so plenty of that type of artists.
Yeah.
So,
cool.
Yes.
Cool. Yola, would you like to talk about your dreams?
For the future, I don't have any dreams. I know I'm a pessimistic person, so when I was little, I wanted to be an actress. I think I'm too shy for this, but I don't really have plans for the future. I don't have a job I would like to do, so I don't know.
So actually you're in art school, so it's like go for I understand that, actually, like
I think that the students of ESA are pretty lost, to be honest. All of them.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. But I think our dreams of all just to be happy in life, and it's not an easy task.
Yes.
Long, would you like to talk about a dream you have? If you want.
No.
No? Don't dreams. No dreams are long. Do you want to?
For me, as a student artist, I think my dream is the same with my colleague. I want to be an artist or a creator in real life. I want to make some, how to say that, the work I like, and can give me the power for myself. That's it.
Okay. Opinion. Can you talk a bit about your heart and what you do, which medium you use?
For now, I work. I make the installations. Installations, and I film some video.
Okay, cool. Yeah. And which teams are you? If there is any team, you.
Sorry.
Like the subject of your video installations, you.
The theme is how to say that is very personal. It's the story about myself.
Okay.
Because before I have experience, how to say, experiment in deprimé, desperation. So I want to how to say, I want to
illustrate,
dig myself, dig myself, and know myself.
Okay, interesting. Nice.
And you, Martin, what's your dreams?
My dreams are, I think my dream is music. So I'm in several bands, and I'm also in art school, but I think it's kind of a plan B for me. I'm more like, I just want to work about my bands and everything that goes with it, like touring, and I just want to play music and share it to the most people I can, and it's going good.
Will you play music on the radio?
Right now I don't have anything to play music, but one day maybe. Would like to it. Now we're gonna thanks for the discussion, everybody. Thanks for sharing your dreams. Now we're gonna listen to a recording by Yola, and it's how would you explain it? You don't want to explain it? Okay, let's just listen. Thank you. Thanks, Yola, for this recording. Now we're going to listen to another recording that we don't know, but it's said as ASMR. So, yeah, let's relax.
It makes me smell. just a little waves. 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 We can feel them and then let them pass. Thanks for being here with me. I hope you are okay. Everything's okay. Even if you are not, that's okay too. It's like life. I hope you have a good day.
Thanks. We just listened to Yingyi recording. Now we're going to listen to the last audio of the emission. It's a song on my solo project. I have a solo project where I do music, so it goes from guitar and voice to electronic music. The song we're gonna listen is the last song of my last project, which is called A Large Piece of Cake. This record is have a lot of influences that goes from Queens of the Stone Age to many things like Eagles of Death Metal. And it's also influenced by a movement which is egg punk, which is like a modern punk with drum machines and everything. Robot voice, so the majority of the project is about those influences, and the last song is more influenced by the band The Power Plant, which is some kind of UK band of egg punk, and they do songs influenced by ambient music, as we listened to Aydin Supplik before. So this song particularly is called An Old Cowboy Watching the Sea. It's influenced by this ambient and also all the sounds of Ennio Morricone. So you all know Ennio Morricone, it's the music from cowboy movies and things. So yeah, I just wanted to make a feeling about this music as you are a cowboy who's watching the sea, really nostalgic. So yeah, I think we can launch it.
Is there a subject you bring a lot in your music or in your projects?
Music for me, my solo project is a kind of therapy, so it's all about anxiety and things. All my projects are about anxiety or being sad, but the last one is like a more optimist one and a bit more humoristic, I like to take a situation that can be a bit absurd and make it a song with... I don't have a lot of lyrics. I often have five or six sentences that I say in... I like to be really very catchy, that's all I have to say. It's very lo-fi, but it's cool. Go listen to it. It's Martin Roman, so M-I-R-T-I-N R-O-M-A-N-D, and it's all Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, everything. So yeah. That's all. We can launch it, I think. Yeah, so the song is called An Old Cowboy Watching the Sea. Thank you. So it was an alcohol which in the sea.
Do you guys have some feedbacks on Martin's work?
Yes, I have one question. Like, when we listen to it, we can feel like, I don't know if it's me, but it feels like there is sounds that we heard it higher on the left side or the right side. How important is it? Like something you did it on purpose? And after that, how important is it to do that?
Yes, thanks for the question. It was made on purpose because it's a stereo, and I think it's important to like choose where you want your sound to be heard. Like, I think it really had a thing to how immersive the music is. Like, if you hear like everything in mono, so everything in, just in your face, and I think you lose a bit of immersions. Yeah. That's all I want to say.
I think with the stereo, we have the more space, like bidimensionality. I don't know how to say, but we can feel the space around the character and your character, who is in front of the sea. I think it's important to. Yeah, give him some space around.
Yeah, completely, and it also goes with the reverb I had on instruments, and it's very I don't know, ocean vibe. Yeah, it's really blue.
Where did you record it?
I recorded it in on a desk in a room. Not in a studio, just alone with my computer and instruments. Yeah.
And like, how many instruments you used for this like song?
For these songs, I just used one instrument. I used just a 12-string guitar. So it's basically guitars have 6 strings. But on those guitars, there is every strings are doubled, so you have 12, and it gives a sound like there is 2 guitars playing at the same time, and so that's what I use for the things that we are the guitar in the song, and I also used the same guitar but with a lot of reverb and a lot of effects, so it creates some like a sound of a mermaid or something.
This is a music without lyrics. How important is that?
On all the other songs of the album, A Large Piece of Cake, there is lyrics on each one. But on this one, I thought that the music speaks for itself, like didn't need any lyrics. And I think the structures of it, the structure of the song, don't go really with the fact to add the lyrics to it. But usually, I always I think it's lyrics are important, or at least voice is an important instrument to add to a song. Mostly, yeah.
Did you identify yourself to the character, or is it someone you invented?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think the old cowboy could be me a bit, because I just love not the cowboys, the real ones, but all the universe that go with it, like music, and I found it interesting, but I think I'm not an old cowboy yet. Maybe when I will be a bit older, I'll be on a rolling chair, rocking chair.
Do you have any feedbacks?
Yes, I can ask like one more question. because you said that it was there is no lyrics, but is it like different than when you had lyrics? Is it like, do we need to add more instrument, more things to the production to feel like it's complete and you don't need the lyrics?
I think yeah, when you make a song with lyrics, you have to keep some space for the voice with the instruments. So you have to, most of the time you have to be careful not to take too much space with the guitar or the bass or the, so the space, the voice can express itself. But yeah, in this song, I think the reverb and the fact that everything is really saturated at a certain moment, we lose quality. And I think the instrument that plays the voice here is the second guitar that really high and spacey. So yeah, you have to, I would say it, to approach music differently in a way when you're not adding lyrics to your songs. Yeah. Thanks for your questions, everybody.
So it's on an album on Spotify and other platforms. Do you have another album or do you have another project that you're doing right now?
Yeah, I have on this solo project, which is called just by my name, Martin Roman. I have another album and I have three or four EP, just with three songs each. And I have also my band's project. So I have a band called the CD Liars, and we have an album out, which is called Veins, and another who is coming the 20th of June. Yeah.
Okay, so it was an interesting work. I liked it. If I had to put a word on it, I think I really saw the character. So, yeah. And Hugo, how did you feel when you listened to it? Just a word.
It's hard, like, maybe distortion, like, because yeah. I listen to some music like this, and some there is something that you didn't do. It's like they are using their voice not for lyrics but for an instrument. Like there is some weird sounds with their mouth and things like that. But yes.
Okay, so it was Radio Campus 106.6. Thank you everyone for this for your time, and thank you for listening to all of us. Thank you guys.